The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I will be reading to you for the Reader Digest and Consumer Report. All right, let's start off with, well, first of all, let me state something. You know, I've mentioned this in the past. About 5 years ago, Reader's Digest decided to cut back from 12 issues to 11. And so the December and January Reader's Digest were the same issue. There was not a separate issue for each month. And then about 3 years ago, they actually cut out the June and July as well. So we now have 10 issues instead of 12, which means that we don't have a whole lot of material to run for those particular four-month periods. It also means that instead of expanding the magazine a little bit, they actually stayed the same size. So we're getting the same information for the two-month magazine as we are for the one-month magazine. So I'm going to apologize a little bit ahead of time. We're going to do a little more consumer reports probably over the next couple of weeks rather than just all of the Reader's Digest. I do have some Reader's Digest stuff that is actually pretty interesting, though, and it's stuff I get an email from them, which is kind of nice. Unfortunately, it stopped at the first of the year, so hopefully we'll stretch that out long enough. Anyway, this actually sounds almost like Consumer Reports, but it actually is from Reader's Digest. It's how to identify Apple phishing emails and avoid getting scammed. And since a lot of us have Apple phones, or even if you don't, you also get this information as well oftentimes. I get these things all the time, and it's really disgusting some of the way they try to trick you into logging into their sites and getting scammed. So here we go. Scams are getting more sophisticated. Learn what to look for so you don't fall prey to an Apple phishing email. It's the end of a long day and you open your email one last time. There, waiting at the top of your inbox, is a message from Apple asking you to confirm a purchase. The kids must have downloaded an app, you might think, as you click on the link to the email to find out what they bought. Unfortunately, you may have just become the latest victim of an Apple phishing email. What is phishing? By the way, phishing is spelled P-H-I-S-I-N-G. It's a type of scam in which fraudsters try to trick you into giving up personal information. Often the scam arrives via email, text message, or even a phone call that appears to be from a legitimate company but really isn't. If you click through using a link, you may soon find yourself Googling how to tell if my computer has been hacked or wondering if your login credentials are on the most commonly used password list. Even if they're not, it's easy to fall prey to phishing schemes, which have quickly become the most common type of Internet-related crime. In 2021, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center received 324,000 complaints about phishing, a 34% increase over 2020. What's worse, people who fell for these scams lost a total of more than $44 million. Read on how to avoid online scams and then find out how to steer clear of Facebook Marketplace scams, Amazon scams, and phone call scams. What is phishing? When hackers go phishing, they try to trick you into divulging personal information such as passwords, bank information, and social security numbers. They accomplish this by sending emails, text, one of several types of text you should immediately delete, and other types of messages that look like they're coming from a legitimate company like Amazon, your bank, or your email provider. These messages typically advise you of some problem with your account and ask if you ask you to click a link to remedy the situation. If you click, you may land on a website that looks like the real deal, but is actually a form of spoofing. That website might ask you to enter your personal data, which bad actors then steal with ill intent. This type of scam is so common that one out of every 99 emails sent is a phishing email. What is an Apple phishing scam? In an Apple phishing scam, the fraudulent message appears to come from Apple, which is the second most impersonated brand, coming in just behind eBay. Sometimes the Apple phishing email looks like it's from the App Store. Other times it may be associated with your Apple Pay account, your iTunes account, or some other areas of Apple ecosystems. One common type of Apple phishing email tries to get you to disclose your Apple ID and password, which you need to access Apple services like the App Store, Apple Music, iCloud, iMessage, and FaceTime. Your Apple ID account contains all your contact, payment, and security information, which you can use to buy music, movies, apps, subscriptions, and more. If hackers discern your ID and password, they can dig even deeper, gaining private information either for their own nefarious uses or to sell on the black market. The bad guys get access to your iCloud email and the history of your app, music, and movie purchases and rentals, says Chris Houck, consumer privacy champion at Pixel Privacy. They also have entree to all the documents, photos, and files stored on your iCloud drive. They can even use your account to watch your movies and the latest scams, and in the latest scams, steal your money. With more than 1.8 billion Apple devices currently in use, targeting Apple IDs can be a lucrative hustle for scammers. Well, how do these work? Scammers have become very savvy and will use any method available to get them to them to get your attention and try to fish for your information. Houck says spoofed emails and text are the most common methods. They're the easiest to pull off and don't require any real programming skills on the part of the bad actor. But scammers will also target you through browser pop-up notices, phone calls, and even calendar invitations. Usually they try to entice you to click on a link or call a phone number for legitimate-sounding purposes, but are actually trying to either steal or get you to divulge personal information. Often scammers create a sense of urgency, says Russell Kent Payne, director and co-founder of Certo Software, so that their victims react quickly to the message and are less likely to spot it's a fake. What are the main Apple ID phishing scams to be aware of? By the way, this stuff does also apply to other phones as well. Hackers are continually inventing new scams and rehashing old ones. Some of the most common Apple ID phishing scams now include the following. Apple support scam. Running an Apple support scam is just one thing hackers can do if they have your phone number. Here's how it works. You'll receive a phone call, or often several calls in less than an hour, from what appears to be the real Apple support phone number. Instead, the number has been spoofed. If you answer the call, the scammer claims to be from Apple and says your Apple ID or iCloud account has been compromised. To fix things for you, they say they'll need your password and other sensitive information. Sometimes, rather than speaking to you with directly, scammers will leave an automated voice message directing you to call a specific number for Apple support. If you call the number, everything sounds legitimate, including updates telling you the anticipated hold time. When you finally connect with a human, they will ask you for compromising information. For the record, Apple will never call you to notify you of a suspicious activity. In fact, Apple won't call you for any reason unless you request a call first. Phone scams like these are known as vishing. That's V-I-S-H-I-N-G. Never heard that one before. That's a new one. MetaMask Apple ID scam. This scam, in which Kent Payne says was discovered earlier this year, relies on the surging popularity of cryptocurrency and NFTs. In this case, scammers target MetaTask, a popular digit wallet for crypto, which is typically backed up into iCloud, a helpful security measure if your device is ever lost or stolen, Kent Payne says. This con usually starts once scammers know the email address associated with your Apple ID. They make multiple password resets requests, and you receive text alerts on your phone each time, sparking concern that your account may be compromised. Nexus Kent Payne. In a manner similar to support scam, you receive a phone call that appears to come from Apple, warning you about suspicious activity on your account. Since this corresponds with the activity you've been seeing, it's easy to believe the call is legitimate. With you on the line, the scammer requests another password reset, this time sending a 6-digit verification code to your phone, and then asking you for that code, all under the guise of verifying your identity. Once they have that code, however, they are able to reset your Apple ID password. They can gain access to everything stored in iCloud, including your MetaMask wallet, and steal your cryptocurrency. One user lost $650,000 earlier this year as a result of the scam. Apple ID order receipt. In this Apple phishing email scam, you'll receive an email that appears to be from Apple, stating that your ID has been used to make a purchase, usually with a PDF receipt attached as proof. That's in parentheses. The mail will either ask you to either confirm the purchase or submit payment for it. In either instance, you'll typically see links that, if clicked, will take you to affect Apple account management page. It attempts to entice you to give up your Apple ID and password, Houck says. Another one is Apple ID locked. This scam often works in tandem with the fake receipt scam. If you follow a spoofed email to a fake Apple page and then input your information, you may see a notification telling you that your account has been locked due to suspicious activity. It'll then show you an unlock button, which requires you to divulge personally identifying information such as your name, social security number, payment information, and answers to common security questions. Sometimes this scam will arrive via an iMessage alert that states your Apple ID has been locked because your ID is about to expire. The message might ask you to complete a form to unlock your account. This, of course, gives hackers access to sensitive info. It's true that Apple sometimes locks IDs if the company suspects fraud in an activity, but you can unlock your Apple ID by placing a phone call directly to Apple. It's worth noting, however, that Apple IDs don't expire, Kent Payne says. iPhone locked? If you get hit with a Find My iPhone scam, you're probably already fallen for at least one other Apple ID scam. If hackers have already gained access to your iCloud account, they could activate the Find My feature and place your device into a lost mode, which remotely locks it. Then you'll see a pop-up message on your phone saying that it will remain locked until you pay a ransom. What are the other types of Apple phishing scams? Apple Pay suspended. In this scam, which Alex says has become increasingly prevalent, people who use Apple Pay on their digital wallets may receive a text message on their phones warning that Apple Pay has been suspended on your device. This message includes a link, which you can click to allegedly resolve the problem. If you tap the link, you land on a page that looks legitimate, with a message stating that something like Apple Pay was suspended on your device. You can continue to make contactless purchases once you have reactivated your wallet. It's easy to see why someone would click, but don't. If you click through to the next page, it asks for personally identifying or financial information. Some users have had their identity stolen or their bank accounts emptied through this scam. Apple gift card scam. Similar to the Apple support scam, the Apple gift card scam starts with a phone call. The person on the other end urgently insists that you need to make a payment of some kind for a utility bill, taxes, hospital bill, debt collection, even bail money. They ask you to purchase an Apple gift card, sometimes with thousands of dollars loaded into it, at your nearest electronics store, supermarket, or convenience store, and use it to pay the bill by sharing the code on the back of the card with them. The catch. You can use an Apple gift card to purchase only goods and services from Apple, things like subscriptions to Apple Music, iCloud storage, and products from Apple retail stores. If someone asks you to use it to pay for something else, it's a sure bet they're running a gift card scam, and the swindlers are using the number you just gave them to buy a sweet new phone or computer for themselves. A calendar invitation. You might receive a spammy iCloud calendar invitation to a meeting or an event from an unknown individual or group, often with promises of easy money, pornography, or pharmaceuticals. You guessed it. If you click on a link, respond to the invitation anyway, you're opening yourself up to phishing, or at the very least, more spam. How to spot an Apple ID phishing scam. Scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated in the art of making emails, texts, and other communications look like the real deal. Being able to recognize an attack is key to protecting yourself against phishing, says Kent Payne. Here's what to look for. Spoofed address. Hover on the sender's name in your inbox to see the full email address. If the message claims to be from Apple, but the address is off by a letter or two, or worse, is just a bunch of random letters and numbers, it's probably a phishing attempt. Suspicious links. Check the URL of any link sent in a text or email before clicking on it. Scammers will often try to disguise the true destination of a link by changing the display address to something simple, like click here or sign in, says Kent Payne. This makes it much harder for the victim to know they're being taken to a malicious website. On iOS devices, however, you can preview the true destination, he says. On an iPhone, just tap and hold the link, and a pop-up will appear showing you the full URL. On a Mac, hover over your cursor over the link and you'll see the full URL at the bottom of the browser or in a pop-up email. If the message claims to be from Apple but the URL appears to have nothing to do with Apple, it's a pretty good sign it's a scam. A vague greeting. Reputable companies will usually address you by your full name, says Kent Payne. Scammers will use something more generic, like dear friend. Misspellings, grammar mistakes, and obvious typos, and those are hilarious sometimes. Reputable companies take pains to make sure their communication is clear, accurate, and precise. Someone out to scam you may send a typo-ridden email. A sense of urgency. Phishing scams often create a false sense of urgency or rely on emotional manipulation to get you to act quickly. Any legitimate email related to your Apple ID account will always come from Apple at aid.apple.com. In addition, unlike Apple phishing emails, messages sent from Apple will never ask you to disclose your Apple ID password, Social Security number, your mother's maiden name, your full credit card number, or your credit or debit card CCV security code. Genuine purchase receipts from purchases in the App Store, iTunes Store, iBook Store, or Apple Music include your current billing address, which scammers are unlikely to have, says Apple. You can also check your purchase history from any device without clicking on links in suspicious emails. How to protect yourself from Apple ID phishing scams. The best way to avoid becoming a victim of a phishing attack is to never click on a link or an attachment with an unsolicited email or text message. The same holds true for phone calls. Apple and other companies will never call you out of the blue to discuss your device's security. Don't accept these calls or click on hyperlinked phone numbers within messages, and never answer a call from one of the suspicious area codes often used by scammers. If you have concern about your device, visit Apple's official website for information on whether your device or account truly has been compromised and what to do if it has. Don't call the Apple number in your contacts if you think you've been scammed. A scammer's spoof number can appear there as if it's from Apple. In addition to ignoring unsolicited communication, Kent Payne suggests enables two-factor authentication for any important accounts, including your Apple ID, email, social media, and banking. This means that even if a hacker works out your password via a phishing attack, they still can't access your account, he says. He also recommends using Apple's message filtering. That feature separates out any text you receive from people who are not in your contacts and sends them to the Unknown Senders tab in your messages list. You can turn on the message filtering in Settings. Go to Messages and toggle Filter Unknown Senders to the On position. If you use filtering in conjunction with a good security app, such as Truecaller or SpamHound, the app can alert you when you receive a phishing message. Be sure to adhere to the following best practices. Never share your Apple ID password with anyone, including someone who says they're from Apple. Keep your operating system updated with the latest version. Keep your browser updated. Consider using a browser like Chrome, which has built-in phishing protections. Use antivirus and anti-malware programs on your devices. Always check the URL of any website into which you'll be entering sensitive information. It should also start with HTTPS. The S stands for secure. Don't reuse the same password on multiple sites. That just makes it easier for hackers. A password manager can help you keep track of strong, unique passwords. And what should you do if you receive an Apple ID phishing attempt? In most cases, you can safely close and ignore the email, text or pop-up, or hang up on the caller. Whatever you do, don't click on any links or provide any personal information to the scammer. You should, however, report the attempt to the appropriate parties. If you receive an Apple phishing email, forward it to, If you receive an Apple phishing email, forward it to reportphishing@apple.com. That's reportphishing@apple.com. If you receive a suspicious message or calendar invite, you should see an option under the message to report junk. If the option doesn't appear, you can still block the sender. And if you get a fake tech support phone call, you can report it to your local police department and to the Federal Trade Commission. If you happen to accidentally click on a suspicious link, don't panic. As long as you don't supply any information that might be requested on a linked webpage, you should be okay. Did you already enter personal information? Immediately change your Apple ID password and enable two-factor authentication. Then review all the security information in your account to make sure it's still accurate. You'll want to check your name, your primary Apple ID email addresses, and any other rescue emails or phone numbers, and your security questions and answers. Also check to see where your Apple ID is being used. You can find that information by going to Settings, then clicking on your name. If you see a device you don't recognize, you can remove it from the list. And with that, we're going to switch over to Consumer Reports. As I mentioned before, we're going to have more of this over the next couple of weeks. And last week, we were running through the number one picks of Consumer Reports in 2022. And there's different categories. The one we're going to look at first today is health. We love gear that keeps you healthier. And the first thing to show is sunscreen. Trader Joe's spray SPF 50 plus at $6 a can. This sunscreen provides great protection against rays that cause burning, aging, and skin cancer at a good price. It's fragrance-free and has a barely there feel. Our tester says it leaves just a light film on their skin. And actually, I have a container of that. It is really nice. How about exercise bikes? Best overall is the Peloton at $1,450. By the way, the Trader Joe's spray is only $6 a container. The Peloton is the most adjustable and feature-packed bike in our ratings. Offer a variety of exercise programs to its connected services at $39 per month on a 22-inch touchscreen display. Blood pressure monitors. The most accurate is the Omron Platinum BP5450 from Amazon at $79. In addition to a top-notch performance, this monitor offers a wide range of useful features, including an irregular heartbeat detector and ability to store readings for more than one user. The better deal, fitness trackers. The higher price is the Fitbit Charge 5 at $150. The better price is the Amazon Halo View at $80. The lowdown. In terms of performance, these models are very evenly matched, so it's hard to choose between them. The Charge 5 has a stainless steel case and is a bit easier to use, but the Halo View's lower price might be well worth the trade-off. And then Teresa Calvo, the deputy editor of Health and Food, owns the Anthelios Melt-in-the-Milk Lotion, SPF 60. This sunscreen has continued to be at the top of CR's ratings for several years, so I know I can trust its protection. But how a sunscreen feels is also important to me. So I'm willing to pay more for that one that's lightweight and sinks into my skin without leaving a sticky residue. By the way, this lady is very pale, so I'm sure she needs it. I've tried a lot of sunscreens, and this has become my go-to for face and body year-round. And it's $37 for a container. It's not a very big container either. What's new and cool? And there's a picture of a young lady riding an electric bike. E-bikes make riding easier and arguably more fun. This one is a good all-around bike with a retro look and a comfy saddle, and electric assistance when you want it, like getting up a hill. The Electrotowny GD7D at $1,900. How about a massage gun? Percussive massagers, massage guns, can deliver the effect of a deep tissue massage in your own home. This model is small, lightweight, and relatively quiet, and well-priced, a great pick for most users. At $70, it's the Renfo R3 Massage. Vegan ice cream, for those of you who are vegans. When it comes to sweet treats, the health factor can be relative. But this one is a slightly better choice than regular dairy ice cream. And it tastes great with rich dark chocolate flavor and makes a worthy occasional indulgence. Häagen-Dazs non-dairy frozen dessert chocolate salted fudge truffle. $5.50 a carton. Not bad. How about tech? We love our gadgets. Smartphones is still the iPhone is the number one at $700. This phone earns stellar marks for its bright display, impressive 40-hour battery life, and crisp photos and videos. At press time, we were testing the iPhone 14 at about $800, and it expected similar performance. How about the noise-canceling headphones? Most impressive are the Bose noise-canceling headphones, $700 at $270. Great headphones don't have to cost a fortune. This pair has excellent sound quality and sound blocking ability for much less than some similar models. How about TVs? The winning picture quality is the Samsung QN659 65-inch at $2,000. The top-rated 65-inch model at our ratings, this Samsung uses QED OLED technology for exceptional overall picture quality and great high dynamic range performance, among the best we've ever seen. Chris Mayhem, Raymond is the deputy editor of Tech, and he owns this, the TP-Link DECA Whole Home Wireless Router. I brought this mesh router when I started working at home full-time, and it's the best money I've spent in years. The system is inexpensive, it's easy to set up using the TP-Link mobile app, and effectively eliminates the Wi-Fi dead spots in my home. I even get a reliable signal in the backyard patio now. The better deal on tablets, the lowdown. You got the higher-priced iPad Air at $600, and the iPad plain at $330. The iPad Air has excellent photo and video quality and more processing power than the basic iPad, so it whips through tasks such as opening apps and downloading files. But the basic iPad is no slouch either. You probably wouldn't notice any difference in speed. In fact, it scores better overall in our test. That's interesting. The higher price one got an 85, the lower price one got an 87. What's new and cool? Smartphone. A folding phone, Samsung Galaxy Flip at $1,000. This folding model transformed from a palm-sized square that's easily tucked into a pocket to a full 6.7-inch smartphone. You can customize the front display to show key info, such as a time or weather. CR will have test results on this soon. How about wireless speakers? A speaker from IKEA? Yes, but one with innards from Sonos for sound far better than you might expect for the price. Stand it on a shelf or mount it on the wall horizontally so it becomes a handy shelf itself. The IKEA Simon-esque bookshelf at $120. How about a home security camera? In addition to its solid scores in our test, this wireless camera offers energy-saving convenience. It's one of the first with a built-in solar panel so you can stay charged with just 2 hours of direct sunlight per day. Cost $200 for the Eufy, that's EUFY, Solo Cam 40. Outdoor living. Well, it's kind of off for this time of year, but we'll run through it anyway. What's new and cool is the outdoor pizza oven. This beauty oven goes beyond its sleek styling, and its stainless steel looks gorgeous. You can heat it with wood for classic smoky flavor or indulge gas burners for better temperature control. The round shape makes it easy to see and rotate pies as they cook. A wireless Bluetooth speaker. This rechargeable speaker lets you take your favorite tunes outside. It's not our top-rated model, but it delivers a satisfying find. By the way, it's $440 for the pizza oven. but to deliver satisfying sound can handle a splash or two or even a dunk in the pool and comes in a range of fun colors. It's $110, the Sony SRS. How about a power snow shovel? Ooh, this is kind of cool. $350 for the Greenworks. Faster than a manual shovel and much smaller than a snowblower, the snow power shovel clears several inches per pass, making it perfect for tending decks, walkways, and patios. Looks like a hand-held lawnmower, actually. And we love the hard-working tools. Battery-powered string trimmers, the Makita XT at 15P at $340. Lawnmowers, the long-running battery self-propelled at Ryobi RY4012 at $900. And grills, the top large grass gas grill or monument grills, 77352 at $750. And it is the largest gas grill, also one of the lower price models. How about the better deal on drills? Heavy-duty cordless drill. Higher price of $340 is a Milwaukee 18-volt, and it costs, and it's got an 86 score. But the better price, and also got a point higher score at 87, is the Flex 24-volt, the lowdown. Milwaukee is known for making contractor-grade tools, and this drill is no exception. Near the top of our ratings, it's fast charging and powerful enough for the toughest task. Flex, a relative newcomer to the market, may lack Milwaukee's name recognition, but this powerful model makes up for that with slightly superior performance, easy drilling, and driving for a much lower price. And then, how about a chainsaw? Paul Hope, senior multimeter contact creator, owns this. Lighter chainsaw, Echo CS3510 at $280. When I needed a chainsaw to clear some fallen limbs after a big storm, I quickly decided on this Echo model that stood out in our test. While the rest of my neighborhood had waited for tree services to return their calls, I cleaned up the mess in a single afternoon as the saw powered its way through heavy branches in no time. And a quickie on autos. We're going to skip over that part. We'll go with what's new and cool. An extra SUV. It's a Mustang. Ford Mustang, it ranges from $44,000 to $62,000. The Mach-E takes design inspiration from the Mustang muscle car and wraps it up around an electric crossover, typically with 270 miles of range. Plus, it offers BlueCruise active driving assistance with hands-free driving on certain North American highways. For a sports car, there's a Toyota GR86, which is $28,000 to $32,000. It's an entry-level sports car crafted for drivers who prize razor-sharp handling and track-ready performance. The stylish coupe is entertaining and a great value. For a compact SUV, it's a Kia Sportage Hybrid. The Sportage shines in a hybrid form with power, smooth power, and thrifty 36 miles per gallon overall. An available panoramic display brings two screens under a curved 25-inch piece of glass, making the cabin look upscale and futuristic, and it runs from a little over $27,000 to just under $43,000. How about the better deal on small SUVs? The higher price is the Lexus NX350, 38 miles per gallon at $47,590. The better price is the Toyota Venza, which gets 37 miles per gallon at $40,160. The Lexus NX350 is a feature-rich, small SUV that delivers great fuel economy, but its finicky controls, compromised visibility, and heady price limits its appeal. The Toyota Venza Hybrid has a similar interior room, performance, and fuel economy, and it feels more upscale than the brand and price might suggest. All right, this next order from Consumer Reports right now as I'm sitting here and the weather outside is 60-plus degrees. I'm recording this in the first week of January, so you can understand that we've had some warm weather here all of a sudden. But this is stay warm and save big on heat this winter. Be comfortable all season without blowing your budget. Doors. Got a gap between the bottom of your door and the threshold? A door sweep keeps heat in and the cold air out. Windows. Low-E storm windows may cut $600 from the average home energy bill of $2,000 a year. And attics. Sealing air leaks and adding needed insulation, especially in areas like drafty attics, could save you more than $200 a year. Winter has its charms. Hot cocoa and that first snow, to name two, but it can be harsh. And while much of the news about climate change focuses on the warming of our planet, it could also trigger extreme winter weather, as we saw last week. Hence, we're seeing more news about snowmageddon and bombogenesis conditions in some parts of the country. Climate change is wreaking havoc with weather, including long cold snaps that really stress our grid and make it hard to afford heating, says Rebecca Foster, CEO of VEIC, a nonprofit that administers energy-efficient programs across North America. What about those costs? Federal officials predict that some consumers will spend 30% more on average on heating in 21-22 than the year before. But it's not clear yet how that is netted out. Looking ahead, the situation in Ukraine has triggered an energy shortage in Europe, so America's fuel supply is in greater demand, says Christy Cavalafardi, an MD of MD Energy Advisors, which offers businesses and other organizations advice on energy choices. I wouldn't be surprised if these prices go up 10% higher than last year. Still, there's a lot you can do to stay smoked through the winter, affordably and safely, because it's key to use products like backup generators and space heaters properly. Here are some of the latest ways to make your home warm and cozy, from sealing up leaks to upgrading your heating system. 8 essential steps for your home. For the typical American household, utility bills are about $2,000 a year, according to the most recent Department of Energy figures. Heating an average home accounts for about $900 of that. So you want to keep the warm air you pay for inside instead of flying through the drafty windows, wonky doors that don't fit their frames, and under-insulated attics and basements. Weatherizing your home is job number one and may whittle down heating costs and cooling costs by 20% annually, or about $220. Keeping your heat and hot water systems running smoothly and taking advantage of available rebates and tax credits may save you even more. Schedule a checkup. Professional servicing of your heating system, typically $150 to $500 for the entire HVA system, will include everything from replacing dirty filters to checking for safety issues like potential carbon monoxide leaks. A heating system that's running efficiently may save you money. For instance, the DOE says a well-maintained heat pump can use up to 25% less fuel than a neglected one. Ideally, have this done in what's known as the swing season, before the really cold kicks in. Also check air filters from time to time for dust and dirt, and change them if they're dirty. Decide whether to have an energy audit. Think you'd benefit from details on your home's energy performance? A trained energy assessor can evaluate for issues like insufficient insulation or a heating system that might warrant replacement, and help develop a plan to improve efficiency and lower your energy bills. This can cost from $210 to $670, but may uncover ways to lower your monthly energy bills by up to 30%, according to the Department of Energy. The Home Performance with Energy Star program, a collaboration between the DOE and the Environmental Protection Agency, matches consumers in 20 states with reputable home performance contractors for assessment. Go to energystar.gov/HPWES and click on Find Local Help. Other options include home energy score programs. HomeEnergyScore.gov. Click on Homeowner Resources. An auditor registered with the Residential Energy Services Network or a local certified inspector from the Building Performance Institute, which sets standards for energy audits and certifies analysts. Utilities may offer free audits, but they're not always thorough, Zacher says. Sleuth out leaky doors, windows, and more. To play air detective, hold a lit stick of incense in front of windows and doors while inside. Horizontal smoke indicates less than airtight closures. Or dampen the back of your hand and run it around door frames to feel for cool outside air that's making its way in. You can also use a handheld thermal leak detector, about $26. These same techniques will reveal air leaks in sinks and toilets, electrical outlets, air attic hatches, and ceiling fixtures. Can lights in your ceiling can funnel heated air right out of your home, Zarker says. The window wisdom. Windows that fit in perfectly can allow cold air during the winter. If caulking and similar fixes aren't enough to stop air leaks, consider low emissivity, low E, storm windows, which are coated to help keep the warmth inside in colder regions and the heat outside in warmer climates. Bright sun pouring through glass panels in the summer can make your home a lot harder. Adding these products, available at home centers for $100 to $300 each, to inefficient older winters can help save up to $600 on an average energy bill of $2,000. And you can easily put them in yourself. Still not enough? Consider window replacement. Costs vary widely depending on such factors as size and style. If you're a CR member, you can refer to our replacement window ratings to help you choose. The nonprofit National Fenestration Rating Council, INFRC.org, also rates and labels the energy efficiency of windows, doors, and skylights. CR's top-rated vinyl windows are the Simonton Reflections 550 at $350 and Geldwin F2500 series at $295. $2,000. How much installing an electric heat pump may net you in tax credits under a new federal law? If you put in solar energy system, you can receive a 30% tax credit on eligible expenses. But first of all, let's seal those leaks the right way. Now that you've identified leaky spots, seal them up. Start by adding inexpensive weather stripping or caulking to doors and window frames that need it. Weather stripping is best for components that move, like operable windows, and caulking for those that don't move, like windows that don't open. Also, consider applying temporary clear plastic window film to the inside of windows and patio doors. Come spring, it will be easy to remove. Find kits with enough film and tape to apply to 5 windows for $30 or so at home centers and Amazon. For cold air that creeps in at the bottom of doors, you can purchase a draft stopper, snake, that covers the area with a rolled up or cover the area with a rolled up towel or install a screw-on, stick-on, or slip-on door sweep. They're available in home centers and hardware stores for about $5 to $32 each. To keep chilly air from blowing through the outlets and switch plates on exterior touching walls, put foam gaskets behind them. They're less than $6 for a six-pack. You have to replace all of these products from time to time. Weather sealing around doors does wear, says Chiarvedi of MD Energy Advisors. Spending $10 at Home Depot to replace it can be impactful. Address attic issues. The top level of your house can be a notorious source of heat loss because in winter, warm air rises in what's called the stack effect. So making sure that warm air from the living areas doesn't leak into the attic is quite important. In addition to checking for window drafts and other air leaks, it's smart to assess attic insulation, which is akin to a sweater for your house, says Lauren Uberdeck, senior energy policy advocate for the nonprofit Natural Resources Defense Council. What you may add in warmth and save in dollars by ensuring your attic is well insulated varies from place to place and house to house, but it can be significant. For a quick evaluation, take a look at your attic. If the insulation looks uneven, perhaps it's heaped up in the middle of the floor but thin along the eaves, or it's just below or just at the level of the floor joist, you probably need to add more of it, according to the Energy Star program. It's often best to hire a trained insulation contractor for this because attics and insulation materials can make for a challenging work. Find leads for the Insulation Contractors Association of America at insulate.org. How much insulation is optimal depends on what you already have. The local climate, check your area at energy.gov/energysaver/insulation, and the kind of insulating product you choose. Batten down your basement. Along with attics, basements and crawl spaces are responsible for the most energy loss in a home, Zarker says. Warmth escaping through uninsulated basement walls and windows that can account for up to one-third of the heat loss in the average home, according to the Building Science Corporation, a consulting firm for the Department of Energy. Insulating and sealing basement air leaks is often best left to a certified professional with expertise in basement work because of potential combustion, moisture, and air quality issues. Find certified pros at locatebpi.bpi.org. Seek out savings, rebates, and tax breaks. Energy prices may be up, but increasing number of strategies can help you cover those costs. There's also funding available. 7 Heat Saving Hacks. 7 Heat Saving Lifestyle Hacks. With heating costs threatening to hit new highs this winter, these small changes to your home and your habits can help you stay toasty and on budget in the months ahead. You don't have to try them all, but each will pair bills or improve comfort. Lower your thermostat. Department of Energy recommends turning thermostats down 7 to 10 degrees when you're not at home and at bedtime to save up to 10%, $90 per year on an average heating bill. And consider a smart thermostat. A smart thermostat can automatically adjust to your habits and changing weather via sensors, says Rebecca Foster. So it does the work of optimizing performance for you. These typically cost $100 to $300, but it could save you another 8% on heating and cooling bills per year. As for your water heater, lowering from 140 to 120 degrees Fahrenheit and cutting 8-minute showers in half could save you $168 a year. See our top-rated smart thermostats are the Google Nest Learning Thermostat at $250, the Braeburn Blue Link at $120, and the Honeywell Home at $225. Rethink $50 how much a smart thermostat that meets Energy Star criteria may save you on your heating and cooling bills each year. Rethink fireplace use. I love a crackling fireplace, Sarker says, but unless it's properly maintained and used, a fireplace can send heating dollars up the chimney. And because wood smoke can pose health risks, you may want to use fireplaces only occasionally. Have your chimney inspected and cleaned yearly, and use a fireplace screen to contain sparks. Close the damper between uses and consider a chimney liner as well as tempered glass doors and a fireplace heat exchanger, which warms air and sends it back into the room. Another idea, apply sealant and weather stripping around the chimney to reduce air leakage by 14% or more. If you're not firing up your fireplace at all, a fireplace plug, about $60, may be wise. Dress windows well. Insulated cellular shades and thermal curtains cut the amount of heat you lose during windows by 40% or more. Hang curtains close to the panes and let them drop to the floor or windowsill to further block drafts. Keep shades up and curtains open during the day to capture heat from the sun. Flip your ceiling fans. Reverse your ceiling fan's rotation so that it runs clockwise. This helps to push any warm air that has risen to the ceiling down towards you. Capture cooking heat. Done making dinner? Turn off the oven but leave its door open, says Christine Chavardi of MD Energy Advisors. Let the residual heat warm up your home. You've paid for it. Cozy up your bed. Flannel sheets have fluffy raised fibers that become heat-trapping pockets. Then with a wool, fleece down, or an on-down alternative blanket, and run a hot water bottle or soapstone bed warmer, 4750 to 5750, from the Vaught Soapstone Company, between the sheets before climbing in. Layer up at home. Instead of turning up the thermostat when you feel a chill, dress in layers you can put on and take off as needed. Start with a close-fitting top and bottom of performance material. Think workout wear or long underwear, which helps lock in body heat. Add fleece-lined slipper socks and top with a wool sweater or fleece-lined sweatshirt. Should you use a portable heater? Portable and wall-mounted electric heaters usually aren't an energy-smart option for regular use, but they can be helpful for occasional use if you lowered your thermostat or your main heat source down. Avoid kerosene and gas models, which can emit carbon monoxide, except in emergencies. Stay safer in ice and snow. Put ice melt outside your doorway and on walkways before a storm hits. Do it again once snow is falling, but stay inside if it's sleeting. Before stepping outside, layer up in wool or silk. Both hold warm better than, say, cotton. Cover extremities which get chilled fastest. That means putting on a hat and gloves along with warm boots. In snowy, icy zones, it's wise to have boots with Arctic Grip, tiny spike fibers, or green diamond akin to sandpaper soles. Or try slip-on ice cleats or micro spikes, which provide traction. Four offered excellent grip in ice and CR tests are the Cahatulas, Sportsnears, Stabils, and Yada. Yak tracks didn't perform as well. Water when you walk prefers to prevent slipping. Take short steps or shuffle with your feet flat and slightly pointed out and a wider apart than usual. Bend slightly forward at your waist. Always have a charged phone with you in case you fall and need to call for help. Okay, this next article is particularly relevant for those of us who are older. What you must know about Medicare. Popular Advantage plans come with some risk. Here's how to weigh your options. If you're one of the 64 million Americans enrolled in Medicare, you know that the deluge has begun, and this is from last month, so you know that's already had. In your mailbox and on TV, you're being inundated with ads for Medicare Advantage plans, star-powered by the likes of William Shatner, all promising great care with lower zero-cost premiums. This marketing tsunami is timed to Medicare open enrollment, which runs from October 15th to December 15th. Which is interesting, what month this is? I've kind of lost track of what magazine we're reading here because we're all backed up. This is December, so it's actually a little late on that, too. The pitches work. In 2022, nearly half of those eligible for Medicare were enrolled in Advantage plans, up from about a third in 2016, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. By 2032, about 60% of beneficiaries are expected to sign up for these plans. It's easy to see the appeal. Original Medicare requires piecing together care from what is called Part A for inpatient hospital and skilled nursing care and Part B for doctor services. That typically costs about $165 a month with the cost deducted from your Social Security check. Plus, many people pay extra for Medigap to cover copays and other out-of-pocket costs, as well as a Part D plan for drugs. Advantage plans, also called Part C, on the other hand, provide the benefits of Part A, B, and often D, usually for about the same amount, with lower copays, so there is no need for Medigap. Some also offer benefits not in the original Medicare, such as fitness classes or some vision and dental care. Sounds good, but be wary. Choosing between the two requires careful consideration of your finances and health needs. And Advantage plans can carry hidden risk, especially for people with major health issues. Some people in Medicare Advantage end up paying unexpectedly high costs when they become ill or find their network lacks the providers they need, says Tricia Newman, Senior Vice President at Kaiser. When Advantage plans fall short, For many seniors, Advantage plans can work well. A 2021 study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that Advantage enrollees often receive more preventive care than those in traditional Medicare. But if you have chronic conditions or significant health needs, you may want to think twice. For one thing, with Original Medicare, you can see any provider that accepts Medicare, which is most of them. But Advantage plans typically require that you get care from a more limited network of providers, and you may need pre-authorization to see specialists, says Melinda Cahill, co-founder of 65 Incorporated, a firm that provides Medicare enrollment guidance. It's a riskier approach to health care, Coghill says, that can also end up being more expensive. For example, a recent Kaiser study found that about half of all Medicare Advantage enrollees would end up paying more than those in traditional Medicare for a 7-day hospital stay. Advantage plans may be especially problematic for people in rural areas, says David Myers, Ph.D. at Brown University at Rhode Island. A 2021 study he co-authored found that rural Advantage plan enrollees were nearly twice as likely to switch to the Original Medicare as those in urban or suburban areas, possibly because the network of providers in rural areas is especially narrow, making it harder for enrollees to make appointments and get care. What to do? Start researching your options. Several months before your first sign-up for Medicare or before you open enrollment period, says Julie Carter at the Medicare Rights Center, start with these steps. And I'm not sure why this was into December, as you would think it would have been in the January or earlier, or the November or earlier. Access your current coverage, but it's still good information. If you're already enrolled in Medicare, you probably received an annual notice of change letter, which details any change in your plan's benefits. Call your insurer or visit the plan website if you misplaced that letter. With Medicare Advantage plans, you can see changes in the doctors and hospitals included in their networks from year to year. So call your providers and ask whether they remain in the network next year. There may also be changes in the plan's vision and dental coverage, as well as the prescription drugs it covers. Compare all out-of-pocket costs. One portion of your expenses will be the monthly premium cost. This is when Medicare Advantage can look inexpensive. That's why you need to dig deeper to fully understand your potential out-of-pocket cost. Those can include copays as well as coinsurance or a percentage of your total bill. If you have a chronic condition and you have to pay 20% in coinsurance for each visit, you might spend thousands of dollars, which will more than offset any savings in premiums. So examine your benefit statements and medical bills for the past year, then add up what you paid in deductibles and copays to get the true cost of your plan. Then consider what you might pay the following year. If you need, say, a knee replacement or have an accident, for many people opting for the Original Medicare plans plus a Medigap plan offers more financial security. Consider the consequences of switching. When you initially enroll in Medicare at age 65, you have a guaranteed right to purchase a Medigap plan, and insurers are required to renew coverage each year as long as you continue to pay your premiums. But if you try to buy a Medigap policy after enrollment window, insurers in many states may be able to turn you down or charge you more due to pre-existing condition. There are exceptions. Connecticut, New York, and a few other states provide greater protections, and if you opt for an Advantage plan when you first enroll, you generally have a 12-month period when you can switch to the Original Medicare and have guaranteed access to the Medigap plan. How to save on a Part D Rx drug plan. Protection from accelerating drug costs is finally coming to people on Medicare, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act signed into law by President Biden. The biggest changes for 2023, vaccinations will be free, including the shingles vaccine, and insulin won't cost more than $35 a month. The new law also keeps a lid on other medication costs because drug makers will be penalized for price hikes that are more than the rate of inflation. Another huge benefit, a $2,000 annual out-of-pocket cap for medications, doesn't begin until 2025. In 2024, the cap will be $3,500. Meanwhile, to really save at the pharmacy, there are still important steps to take during Medicare open enrollment. Check your present plan or shop for a new one. You may be happy with your existing plan, but because details can change year to year, including the level of coverage for the drugs you take, you need to check your plan against others, says Jack Hidley, Ph.D., research professor emeritus at the McCourt School of Public Policy at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. To do this, use comparison tool at medicare.gov/plan-compare. Skipping this step could cost you. People who stay on the same plan as last year, and nearly 7 in 10 do, could spend hundreds extra in a year, says Frederick Carty, president of the nonprofit MedicareRights.org. Look for preferred pharmacies. It's not enough that a pharmacy accepts your plan in 2021. Sierra conducted a pricing cot check of five generic drugs. We saved $511 using a pharmacy that one plan listed as preferred, compared with another pharmacy that accepted the same plan but wasn't preferred. When using the Medicare.gov tool, after you've entered your medications and zip code and selected up to five pharmacies to compare prices, look for the green preferred bar next to them. You can add or remove stores to keep comparing, or search it using the map function. Love your local pharmacy? Ask what plans it accepts. Small-town drugstores want to keep your business and may take time to help find a low-cost plan they take for the drugs you need, says Doug Hoey, CEO of the National Community Pharmacists Association. Check whether you qualify for Medicare Extra Help. If your annual income is expected to be below $20,385 in 2023, an individual with assets not including your home, car, life insurance policy, or burial plots of up to $15,510, you may qualify. The same goes for couples with less than $27,000 in income and $31,000 in assets. Make a call. For free health care, contact Medicare rights 800-333-4114. For your state health insurance assistance program, call 877-839-2675 to locate. More questions, call Medicare directly at 800-633-4227. For more information, when you're ready to start reviewing plans, check out the Medicare Plan Finder tool. That's medicare.gov/plan compare, which will let you compare Medicare Advantage and Part D prescription drug plans available in your area. You can also get this information by calling Medicare at 800-633-4227, which we said earlier. If you're looking for a Medigap plan, you can also start at medicare.gov, where you compare all the different types of coverage, as well as find the policies available in your zip code. Another good resource is the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP, which provides free guidance over the phone. To find your state's program, go to shiphelp.org or call 877-839-2675. Low-income seniors, limits vary by state, may be able to get help through what's cost through Medicare savings programs. For eligibility information, search for help paying costs at medicare.gov or call your state's SHIP program. When you made your selection, enroll in your new plan by calling Medicare at 800-633-4227. If you're looking to switch to Original Medicare or by calling the insurance or an independent Medicare broker who offers products from multiple companies, be sure to keep detailed notes of your phone conversation with the representatives in case any problems emerge later on. Or if you determine that your current plan is still the best one, just sit tight. You'll be enrolled in that plan automatically at the start of the year. And this is a chart that shows the different things. Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage. When choosing between an Advantage plan and the Original Medicare plus Medigap and a standalone prescription drug plan, you need to take into account how much health care you expect you will need in the coming year in order to determine anticipated costs. Original Medicare, Part A and B, what it covers. Part A, inpatient hospital and skilled nursing care. Part B, doctor services and any provider that takes Medicare, vision, dental, and hearing usually not covered, so paid out of pocket. A Medicap, most plans cover all out-of-pocket costs for Parts A and B, including coinsurance, not available to people in Medicare Advantage. Medicare Part D, prescription drugs. Medicare Advantage Part C, most medical care, usually including drugs and often vision, dental, and hearing. What it costs monthly. Part A, zero. Part B, $165. Copays and insurance, higher earners pay more. Medigap is $178. Medicare Part D is $22, plus copays and coinsurance. Medicare Part C, 18 plus 165 for Medicare Part B. Copays and insurance cost more. Annual average deductible. Part A is $1,600, generally covered by Medigap. Part B is $226. For Medigap, it's $181. For Medicare Part D, it's $427. This road report. Ask our experts, could the price of car you ordered increase before you pick it up? Paperwork is the key. The answer depends on whether you merely put down a deposit on a vehicle without signing an agreement, or if you signed a purchase agreement, also known as a contract. If you just put down a deposit, the final price isn't carved in stone, and the dealer can increase it, and there may be valid reasons for a rising cost. But a purchase agreement signed by you and the dealership is a binding contract. If it does try to change the price, hold firm. The law is on your side. The dealership may try to sell you pricey extras such as nitrogen-filled tires or an extended warranty to make more money on the sale. Don't bite on these things. Final statistics, 932, 329. The number of U.S. cars stolen in U.S. last year, a 17% increase over 2019. Consumers should consider buying cars with engine immobilizer systems that prevent them from being hotwired by someone who doesn't have the key. Even a steering wheel lock, while cumbersome, is an effective theft deterrent. General Motors SuperCruise technology that lets you drive hands-free on pre-mapped highways is doubling the number of roads the system will recognize to 400,000 miles by the end of this year. Currently available on 8 GM vehicles, the Cadillac Escalade, CT4, CT5, and XT6, the GMC Hummer EV and the Sierra 1500, and the Chevrolet Bolt EUV and Silverado 1500. The update will automatically download to equip cars at no charge. By the end of 2023, 22 GM models will have SuperCruise. And the Nissan Z. While the Z sports car has been reincarnated with all new design, its 400-horsepower twin turbocharged V6 is borrowed from Infiniti and its automatic transmission is truck-sourced. It competes directly with other iconic two-seater sports cars, the Toyota Supra. CR's take, the rear-drive Z is highly rewarding, enthusiast-focused machine that's a treat on twisty roads. The engine is the star, delivering smooth, readily available power and a roar that gets noticed. Price range is $40,000 to $53,000. Destination charges $1,025, and price is driven here was $53,210. And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so much for listening.